attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Another cycle of 12 begins on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I'll let you guys try to figure that one out. Super Don with us. A cycle of 12 starts again today. So we'll get into that. Maybe. Yeah, I know. Ponder this. Now, one thing that I've been consistent on since starting in broadcast media in 1999 is, in a unique way, standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. But the willingness to go after those folks, and we talk about it, corporations who would stand against health freedom, but the hospital system, the hospitals, taking your children, kidnapping them with the cooperation, the necessary cooperation of the state authorities and child protection services, claiming your child is, now your child's a ward of the state because we don't like the way you're treating them medically. You disagree with certain medical doctors in our district hospitals, and I think that we're going to side with them in the hospital. We're just going to take possession of your child and turn them over to them, and then you can, you know, just try to get your child back through the court system. Now, if this sounds sort of familiar to you, it's something we've been covering for years, but more recently, over the last couple of months, thanks to the excellent investigative journalism work by Fox Connecticut Bo Berman. He's back on today with us, giving us an update on this. I'd say it's a tragic story. I mean, it is in many ways. The family of the Pelletier's, Lou, is the father. There's been a gag order placed on this case since Bo covered it at Fox News Connecticut. It's a Connecticut family, had a child with some kind of mitochondrial disorder disease, kind of strange stuff was going on. Other hospitals, other doctors treating them. They took her in for an emergency room visit because of some stuff going on. Just giving you the general overview.
Flu,
and now it's still months later, a full year later, that they don't have custody of their child. And now the father is speaking out. And Bo Berman is with us right now from Fox CT. Welcome back, Bo. You're doing a great job. Appreciate you very much.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this story has gotten even more bizarre in that the dad is speaking out against the gag order of the court. And that gag order, correct me if I'm wrong, was only put in place after you first covered the story on your local affiliate there in Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, this case continues to be very complicated, and that's right. Lou Pelletier was on the Glenn Beck program, televised program this past Monday, 6 days ago, and then the next day he was on the Glenn Beck radio show. And then Thursday evening was probably the most widely televised or widely reached audience he had seen so far. And he was on the Kelly File with Megyn Kelly on Fox News National at around 9:30 Eastern time. And so there is a gag order in place. That was put in place on November 7th, actually, which is the day that I was at the courthouse in Boston and asked if I could come in the courtroom, just to see if we could provide coverage of this case. I mean, we were in the hallway, and a bailiff or a court employee went in and asked the judge, and when that employee came out, he said, "The judge has just now issued a gag order. You have to, not only can you not come in the courtroom, but you have to leave this hallway and you have to leave the courthouse."
Well, it begs the question, Bo, are there issues of national security at stake? Why would they need a gag order on a story like this?
Well, it's very complicated. So, for one, it is a juvenile case, and so typically juvenile court cases are private. They're not open court. You know, typically only the parties involved are allowed inside. So that's actually very normal. But the fact that there is a gag order, some attorneys have argued, is bizarre and is sort of strange. I mean, of course, what you've got here is you've got a family who no longer has custody of their daughter, and of course, it's in their interest to speak out about it and share what's going on publicly. But the child now is a so-called ward of the state, you know, in state custody. And so the state, basically, is our guardians right now, and it's probably, arguably, not in their interest to have this go public.
Yeah, I would think so. So the court is clearly, in my mind, from the siding with the hospital system, Boston Children's Hospital in this case, and the power it wields over the judiciary or in combination with the state over the rights of the parents to determine the appropriate medical care along with doctors that they had already been. This is not like one of the stories where you hear of parents, you know, just avoiding all medicine irresponsibly in any way, shape, or form. I mean, these folks were immersed in the medical community, trying to get help for their daughter, and now we're finding out that wards of the state, under some sort of policy within the hospital setting, maybe a state sanctions this, can be experimented upon medically.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know too much about that, but I have seen some Boston Children's Hospital, a web link to what looks like a policy at Boston Children's Hospital circulating on the internet recently. And it appears to be an official link from the hospital, some of their documentation. And it appears to say that, yes, that the children that are in the hospitals, or the state's custody, rather, but are inside the hospital, the hospital does allow for research to be done, you know, for them to participate in research if the hospital or the state deems that it's in the best interest, you know, of the greater good.
Right, the greater good. But what about the good for Justina, right? That's the question I have as a parent, for goodness sake. I mean, the conflicts of interest are just, they're dripping all over this thing. What have you uncovered? What can you reveal, Bo?
Well, just to update your audience, I think since the last time I appeared on your show or spoke on your show, I can't remember, but I believe, just to let everybody know, Justina is out of Boston Children's Hospital. She was there for about 11 and a half months, and then it was in mid-January that she was finally released from there and sent to a place called Wayside Youth Family and Youth Support Network in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is about 25 minutes away from Boston. And so that's basically a counseling center, a family support center, and she was sent there. The concerns from her parents, according to sources close to the family, are now that, that she's not getting the medical treatment that she needs. Now, I believe that part of the agreement of her transfer is that Boston Children's Hospital physicians would still be treating her medically, but just on a more outpatient basis as opposed to her prior inpatient stay of 11 and a half months. So she's out of the hospital, but she's still not in her parents' custody. She's still not in her home state, and her hearing is coming up on Monday.
Well, what is the next step here? I mean, this dad is risking a contempt of court. I mean, obviously, I'm with him in this regard. I just think that to shut this discussion down at this point doesn't serve Justina's best interest, but only the best interest of the state and the medical community who claims ownership over her right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting what he's done, and we had an attorney on our program, Fox Connecticut News, on Thursday night. That story is available online at foxct.com. where we interviewed an attorney and asked him about, you know, what's possible to come out of this gag order thing. So essentially, Lou Pelletier has just said gag order be damned, and he actually first did that back on February 4th. He came out of the courtroom whenever he did not get custody of his daughter on February 4th. That was the latest hearing, you know, prior to Monday's, which is coming up. And he spoke with our cameras. We were the only camera there, and he spoke with us and chose to, you know, address the gag order and said, you know, he pretty much didn't care at this point. But, you know, basically attorneys will tell you something. They'll say that it could either be civil or it could be criminal. It's more likely for it to be treated civilly, this gag order or the possible contempt. And if it is treated civilly, probably the worst he would face is a fine. And so some people have suggested if he is fined monetarily for his cause, that might be money well spent.
Yeah, I think so, because getting this information out to the world at large, I think, is very important, because I'm horrified by the ability of the state to take a child from the parents in this case. I don't see evidence of medical neglect here, even though as a holistic health care provider, I would have directed them to a different, medical type support. But that, far be it from me to force that. The state here is forcing, based on a certain segment of the medical population, again, starting with Boston Children's Hospital, there's got to be a rich story, although a not such a nice one, behind the scenes of influence peddling and money making within the hospital system and government there.
I, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. Most people right now do not, but it's sort of the million-dollar question, to be cliche, you know, is what really happened in this case and what's really going on. There's a lot of theories out there about what could have happened or what might have influenced it. But at the end of the day, you know, regardless of whether Justina had mitochondrial disease or had somatoform or whether her parents were abusing her or not, but just the way that she was taken out of her parents' custody strikes some people as happening too fast and almost being scary in the proportions of how that went down back in February of 2013. And, you know, also the issue of, you know, if her parents are guilty or were guilty of medical child abuse or neglect, you know, why weren't they arrested? You know, why haven't they been
sure
arrested if they were abusing their daughter? So that's a question that some people raise. But it's a very nuanced case, and there's a lot of facts involved, you know, and we don't know all of them. We know a lot of them, but it's been very difficult because both the hospital and the Department of Children and Families in Massachusetts have neglected to really speak out with any details on this case because of, you know, some privacy laws and in some cases their choice to just not say anything. So everything we've obtained from their side has been you know, just through investigative reporting, through sourcing, and, you know, and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, they haven't been forthcoming. Also, the pattern of behavior here. You helped us to see this as well, uncovering that this is not the first time that this has happened at Boston Children's Hospital.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, it's the first time it's happened exactly in this manner with the Justina Pelletier case, but you're correct in saying that there's been some other cases, there's been some other instances that are somewhat similar where children with rare diseases were, you know, essentially the hospital, they were admitted to the hospital, and then the hospital in some form or fashion ended up keeping the child there longer than the child or the parents wished them to be there. And in some cases, essentially argued that the child did not have the disease that they had been already diagnosed with.
Right. Okay. Well, I have to ask you, can you stick around till the bottom of the hour? We got one more segment with you. There's some more questions I have about what you're uncovering, if you have the time.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We're talking with Bo Berman today, Fox CT affiliate up there, doing great work and uncovering to the best of his ability. And we're going to try and get the word out some more. Next segment, any more questions coming through? Super Don might have them. You might have them, too. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The links to this story and Bo's work at robertscottbell.com right now at the show's website, robertscottbell.com. We're blasting it out through Twitter and Facebook as well. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated, whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Well, long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how I feel about the state taking custody of children. More often than not, it's, well, there are conflicts of interest there that are not in the best interest of the child, no matter what they say. This case, in my opinion, is, I don't know everything about it, it's true, but we're speculating a bit, but Bo Berman has done a great job at Fox CT doing his level best to investigate this story. He's been covering it when no one else was. The national media jumped in on it. Glenn Beck interviewed. Megyn Kelly from Fox News has now covered it, and I'm happy the spotlight is going up on this. I'm just sad for the Pelletier family and what's going on with Justina. But here we have more hearings scheduled. And the question is, will there be a lifting of the gag order? Will there be a fining of the father here in this case? Where does it go from here, Bo?
Yeah, that's a good question. So nobody seems to really have an exact answer on that. But from what I can ascertain, Lou Pelletier, who's now been, you know, the Massachusetts DCF, has filed a motion for contempt. And what they've included in that, they attached to it articles in the New York Daily News, I believe some articles from TheBlaze.com where Lou Pelletier was quoted publicly, right? And so they're trying to say that he's violating the gag order. Now, the big question here is whether he actually has violated the gag order. We don't even know that because there was never a written gag order that anybody was able to get their hands on. All that we know of was that there was a verbal gag order put in place by the judge on November 7th. I didn't hear it specifically. I was told of it secondhand by a court authority. I believe the parents were in the courtroom for it. But they from, you know, when Lou's spoken out publicly, Lou Pelletier, he doesn't even remember exactly what was said. It was said very quickly, according to him, and so it was very unclear. So it's possible that that gag order only bounds him to not speaking about details of the case. So it could very well be the story here that he's just talking about opinion, you know, whenever he speaks out publicly. But to answer your question specifically, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. He has a right to a show cause hearing. So he has a right to go before a judge and say, here's why, you know, I have not violated this gag order. Here's why, you know, it's my First Amendment rights or what have you, you know, the reason I was able, I should be able to speak out. So, you know, it's still very much up in the air, but again, you know, we're not sure if that's going to happen on Monday at the next custody hearing or if that would be a separate hearing in and of itself.
What have you, Bo, have you been hearing from your viewing audience? I'm sure that there's been some interplay, whether through Facebook, Twitter, or otherwise, maybe direct questions or comments to you. Any generalized concern bubbling up through the parental community to say, hey, we're worried about the power that hospitals and the state has in these cases?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The response from our viewing public, I've never seen a greater response with any story that I've ever personally covered. I've received over 100 emails, probably over 50 or 60 phone calls from families nationwide, literally nationwide, you know, all sorts of different states in this country, even people in Ireland and Great Britain and Canada, concerned about this topic, whether it's mitochondrial disease and it being denied, or just general patient rights, or custody laws across state lines. I mean, there's just been a litany of concerns that have been brought up and an extreme interest from parents. And after it, you know, obviously Fox Connecticut was the first on the story whenever no one else would cover it, because the parents came to us and were frustrated because no other media organization would hear them out, you know, and put their story out in the public. In any case, now that it's gone public and, you know, the Robert Scott Bell Show has been on it and we've been on it and Glenn Beck has been on it, and even whenever it's kind of died down a bit, but the Glenn Beck audience was tremendous in terms of getting publicity for the Pelleteers, I should say, because Free Justina, the hashtag, if you're familiar with Twitter at all, the hashtag
yes.
Free Justina was the number one topic in America in terms of hashtags, the Twitter topic, on Wednesday morning. It was number one in the U.S., so this has certainly garnered a lot of outside interest now.
Well, listen, I appreciate this. This is what, you know, being an investigative reporter is all about, and there are so few, in my humble opinion. You're doing a great job on this story, and I appreciate you stopping by to give us the update. We're going to continue to cover it as things break, and our listeners all over the world, including up there in Connecticut, Maryland, Boston, and Massachusetts, all up the East Coast is particularly keenly interested. There's a hospital-type mentality that has been worshipful of those institutions, and I think we need to question the power that they have along with the state in these cases.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of questions to be asked in this. So you guys have done a great job, you know, sticking with this with your radio program and our senior online presence as well. Our TV station will be at the hearing on Monday, and people can follow my updates on Twitter. My username is at Bo Berman Fox CT. And so I post real-time updates as I'm covering the story. I try to as diligently as possible, and I know you've linked to some of our stories on your website. We're expecting I'm expecting personally a big turnout from the national media on Monday as the story continues to go on and on.
All right. Well, Bo Berman, thank you for all your work. We'll stay in touch, obviously, get you back on as there's other breaking news on this case. So stand it up for families. Hill Freedom, Healing Liberty, Bo Berman, Fox CT, thank you so much. We're going to be back. There's a big story the government's putting out about selenium causing prostate cancer when it actually reverses it. We're going to get to that and more with Chris Barr after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right. He's not a doc. I always say that. He's not a doc. He's better. He's nutritional historian Christopher Barr. I've asked him to come back on the show today. Why? Because we've got more lies in medical, pharmaceutical, drug propaganda about cancer. This time, again, attacking, guess what? Our good friend Selenium. Yes, healthfinder.gov. We often call them healthfinder.duh, but it's more insidious than that, and Chris is here to help us out because the headline reads, Vitamin E, selenium supplements might double chances of prostate cancer. We don't believe it. What does Christopher Barr have to say?
Well, you'd be as accurate if you said the moon might be made of green cheese. In fact, I've seen more holes in Swiss cheese than I've seen more holes in Swiss cheese, less holes rather in Swiss cheese. that great. But it's not an actual news organization per se. It's actually a doctor-owned and operated news site. So it's a big pharma shill, and it's on a government website. So once again, we have the government and big pharma working together, posting allegedly news. And by the way, the news is mostly fraudulent. And when it comes to selenium, it's another sad sullen saga in the selenium slander that's come from the feds since the 1940s, when the FDA first put up a study that selenium might cause cancer. That's a whole long story, but that whole thing was always fraudulent for anybody who paid attention. And in the 1970s, the FDA even put in two different years extended notices in the Federal Register that 1940 study was not valid. Now, it took them more than 30 years to admit it wasn't valid, but people are still running that same 1940s fake info that was fraudulent when it was put up in the first place, and they're still believing what it says. So there's so much you have to know to cut through the Swiss cheese on this. I mean, it really stinks like cutting the cheese, like nobody's business reading this article.
Yeah, well, listen, you have. When I say you wrote the book on selenium, I'm not kidding. There's a book on selenium written by Chris Barr. We excerpted it thanks to Chris's permission. Also added a lot in our new book, Ty Bollinger and I, writing Unlock the Power to Heal. We felt it was that important to get the word out to the widest audience possible, breaking the cycle of bad information on selenium perpetuated by the government and the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Well, the quickest way to tear this down is just to address the first quote in the article, once you get past all the razzle-dazzle, from the doctor in charge of this study, the lead author. The quote is, "No one's ever been able to demonstrate any benefit for taking high doses of selenium or vitamin E, so why do it?" Excuse me, 1996, that's almost 20 years ago, Journal of the American Medical Association, not some fly-by-night publication, although that could be argued, but the lead article and front page of America, selenium may reduce cancer incidence, which I already knew. I was just surprised to see that in the morning paper in 1996, where they discovered a 63% reduction of prostate cancer in men receiving just 200 micrograms daily, the same amount that they're talking about in this article. So to say no one's been able to demonstrate, well, that study demonstrated it demonstrably, and not only for prostate cancer, it showed all cancers a greater than 50% reduction from 200 micrograms of selenium. What's the difference? They used whole food selenium in the 1996 study. What does this new study use? Selenomethionine, which has some value for certain functions of selenium, but selenomethionine is the weakest antioxidant form of selenium, and it's antioxidant activity that prevents and, yes, treats cancer. So by using the weakest form of selenium, they got no results in this study, which, by the way, when they first announced this CELEX study back in 2001, I wrote back then, you don't have to wait for the results of this study. I can already tell you, you're not going to find any benefit because they're using the wrong form of selenium, they're adding vitamin E, and they're using synthetic beta-carotene. Well, synthetic beta-carotene has already been shown to increase cancer incidence. So no surprise, in 2008, when they stopped this study, as this article notes, they showed an increase in lung cancer. Well, they were using fake beta-carotene. We already know that.
Yes.
They were using vitamin E. The first thing I learned about selenium back in the 70s was that high-dose vitamin E, like they used in this study, diminishes the activity of selenium. We're not supposed to get 400 units of E, or 300, or 200, or even 100. And even if you took those amounts, the key to the formula is you have to have more micrograms of selenium than units of vitamin E, otherwise the E overrides the protective aspect of selenium. That's why in this study, when they they said people with low levels of selenium on high-dose E had an increase of cancer. Well, of course they did, because they didn't have much selenium, which is necessary to prevent cancer. And then they added high-dose vitamin E, which diminishes further the usefulness of selenium. So, of course, they'd have more with low levels. Besides, if you didn't use any vitamin E at all, you'd still have more cancer with low levels of selenium. On the high end, there is one very rare form of prostate cancer that is very aggressive, and it does show an increase on high levels of selenium. But guess what? It's rare. And if you have that, it's going to kill you quick. So high doses of selenium could increase the possibility of a very rare form. Well, you're pretty much dead in the water anyway. So they're positing that we shouldn't use selenium, which prevents more cancer than any other substance ever tested, whether it's drug, vitamin, medical procedure, enzyme, herb, anything. Nothing comes close to the documented effectiveness of selenium. And by the way, I have people with prostate cancer, stage 4 terminal, given 6 months to live, that after 3 months on 1,000 micrograms of whole food selenium daily, went back to the doctor and their PSA had dropped from 100 to normal, 2.8 or something like that, and the doctors couldn't find the cancer anymore. That guy's still alive several years later and cancer-free, taking high levels of selenium with prostate cancer. So it's, this article is so stupid, it's so full of holes in so many ways, it's such a fraud. It's a weapon of mass distortion from Big Pharma and the U.S. government collaborating together against America and Americans, and the world for that matter.
Chris, I got to say, people are going to say, well, where do I get that kind of selenium? And I want to say, we get it from choosetobehealthy.com. You want the right form that Christopher Barr has written about in his book on selenium. We've also added some excerpts into the Unlock the Power to Heal book as well. Give Jonathan a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And much of what you just said, Chris, I think most doctors, and even I would dare say holistic doctors, never got that memo.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I was in a health food store a couple months back, and somebody, you know, once again brought up, well, you know, you have to be careful with selenium because it could be dangerous. And I laughed at them. I said, you've been listening to the FDA again. And they said, oh, no. And they pointed to their book section, the health food stores. I got it from these books. And I laughed again. I said, well, you're getting it secondhand from the FDA, because those people are getting it from an FDA lie from the 1940s, which, by the way, is covered in my book, Selenium 1 Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting. You know, so, yeah, even people in the industry, they haven't done the research. They're still believing more than 70-year-old fraud from the FDA that the FDA admitted 40 years ago was fraud. So they're just 40 to 70 years behind the times. You know, the campaign against selenium is the most effective campaign of Big Pharma and the U.S. government against nutrition in the history of the world. You know, even people in nutrition believe selenium is dangerous. Well, guess what, Robert? Did you know that oxygen can kill you?
Yeah, I've heard that.
In fact, it used to be one of the most common forms of blindness in newborns because they had to figure out how to use the oxygen properly. But I don't hear anybody warning, hey, be careful about breathing because oxygen could kill you. You know, you got to be careful about that breathing stuff. Okay, well, oxygen is more deadly than selenium is. So anybody talking about selenium is dangerous, frankly, just doesn't know what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah, and this is one of the most important and yet overlooked aspects of many of the diseases that have cropped up over the last 100 years Well, post-industrial revolution, certainly post-World War II, when they converted the munitions for bomb-making into fertilizer, then relied upon the synthetic oil-based pesticides to kill the pests that were eating the diseased plants, and on and on. And then the people ate that and wondered, hey, why are we getting sick? Well, the selenium had been just robbed from the soils as well as other minerals. And, Chris, you've been a leading voice for many years in getting this information out there. That's why we want to spotlight you today and talk about this selenium story and the lies that are and the distortions that are coming out through HealthFinder.gov and Health Day News.
Well, I have more people than I can count who had stage 4 cancers, breast, prostate, ovarian, but no longer have it, medically documented, who followed my selenium protocols. It's not just selenium, by the way.
Sure.
But selenium is at the heart of it. In fact, one of my biggest success stories is a guy with lung cancer.
Stand by, Chris. We're going to up against a break. I want to get that lung cancer story next. We'll also talk more details about the selenium protocol, which includes some other food-grown mineral nutrients, and very successful, been working with it for years as well. Shout out to our good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, who carries these products that we utilize here. I got to mention the GTF Chromium on the Jerry Doyle Show. So welcome all of our new listeners from the Jerry Doyle Show as well. We also have Dr. Brian Hooker, Professor Hooker, coming up. We're going to talk more about what the CDC knew about mercury thimerosal vaccines and the relationship to autism after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
All right, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com, also GCNlive.com, IRR syndicators all over planet Earth and around the country, and rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 Down Under. We're glad to have you all here, whether you're listening live or on iTunes. No cheap seats, no nosebleed section. If there were, I'd give you some homeopathic phosphorus, your nosebleed would stop. Oh, we got more information like that in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, by TMB and RSB, also including information that Chris Barr is discussing about selenium, also chromium, also silicon. You can get Chris's book on selenium and more at Jonathan's place. That's choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Chris, you were mentioning a lung cancer story. People are waiting with, I don't know, hopefully breath that they still can breathe.
Bumper music by continuing our journey on selenium and cancer. How about that?
Sounds good.
Man with lung cancer, more than 5 years ago, given 6 months to live or less. Old friend of mine, he wasn't surprised. He'd been smoking since he was a kid. He's in his late 60s. Has a atrocious diet. Never seen him without a cigarette in his mouth or in his hand. So he wasn't surprised, but he knows my work. So, you know, his wife contacted me. He talked with me. But the guy won't do the protocol. He knows about selenium, so that's the only part of the protocol of which selenium is important, maybe even the most important part. So he takes 1,000 micrograms a day of innate response chromium, starting more than 5 years ago, given 6 months to live. Told the doctors, they told him it's too much, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, more than 5 years later, he's still alive. He hasn't changed his diet at all. He's still smoking a cigarette every time that I see him. He feels great. The doctors say his tumors are all shrinking. He hasn't gotten rid of them. Now, he's about the only guy I've dealt with who hasn't gotten rid of his cancer, but he's not doing the protocol. He's just doing 1,000 micrograms of whole food selenium a day. For whatever reason, he won't do the other things. So in some ways, he's even a bigger success story, even though he still has the cancer, but lung cancer is one of the fastest killers, one of the most deadly forms, and he's still alive, and his cancers are documented by the doctors is shrinking, even though he still has all the bad habits and he's only doing what? Selenium. This article is talking about 200 as being a high dose. He's doing 1,000 a day. And like he said, they changed doctors on him about 2 years ago. And he said, the doctor told him, I think if you keep taking that 1,000 micrograms of selenium every day, we can keep you alive another 20 years. Okay,
wow.
So that's how dangerous it is.
Right.
That he's supposed to be dead in 6 months, and more than 5 years later, he's still clicking along with all his bad habits by adding just one good habit, selenium, whole food form, 1,000 micrograms a day.
Well, Chris, in the 2 minutes or less we have, what can you add as far as to round out the protocol for those that are willing to do more?
Well, the key to the protocols is 1,000 micrograms of selenium, and all these have to be whole food or all bets are off because it doesn't work the same if it isn't food nutrients.
Right.
So 1,000 micrograms of selenium, and divide that up four times a day, morning, noon, evening, bedtime, for all of these nutrients. Four times a day, take 250 micrograms of innate response selenium, 100 micrograms of innate response GTF chromium, three Alta Health Products silica, and 1 cup of Alta Health Products Tangest tea with 1 level teaspoon in warm water. Okay, do those four things, morning, noon, evening, and bedtime, and you'll facilitate better results if you also change the bad habits, add good habits, stop smoking, stop eating crap, eat wholesome foods, organic foods. The more of those decisions you'll make, the better and faster the results will be. You know, but as I noted, even when only one selenium component is added, with none of the bad habits addressed, there are still much better results than anything modern medicine can offer with anything and everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real simple. You know, selenium, four times a day, selenium, 250 micrograms, chromium, 100 micrograms, both have to be innate response or mega food or all bets are off. And then silica from Alpha Health Products, three, four times a day, and a cup of Tangest tea.
Beautiful. And to make it easy, you can get it all in one place. Our good friend Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. If you're not sure, Jonathan can get you plugged in. You can talk to him. A very nice man. Chris, thank you, my friend. You definitely help us remind each and every one of you out there that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.